Our Lord Jesus came to redeem us.
Tuhan Yesus sumping ker nembus urang.
And it is the most important work that he did.
Tugas anu pang penting anu dipidama.
But the Lord also came to give us a model for ministry.
Kemasihan model pelayanan.
He came to demonstrate the work that he wanted us to do.
Kanggo ngademonstrasikeun pada melanana.
He gave us the very best of training.
Kana ngalatih urang anu sae.
Jesus was an apostle.
Teh rasul.
Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1.
Berani pasal 3 ayat 1.
He was also a prophet.
Mantenna oge nabi.
He was also an evangelist.
Oge panginjil.
Luke's Gospel chapter 8 and verse 1.
Lukas pasal 8 ayat 1.
He was also a pastor. John 10, 11.
Mantenna oge pangangon. Yohanes 10 ayat 11.
He was a teacher, Matthew
4:23.
At different times in his ministry, Jesus stood in all of these offices.
Na waktu nu beda dina pelayanan, Yesus tembong dina segala jabatan.
He did this in order that he might show us what he wanted us to do.
Anda marna teh supaya nuduhkeun kahoyongna anu dilakukeun ku urang.
And our Lord was such an effective teacher that he was able to change the world in 3.5 years.
Kita guru nu efektif nepikeun tiasa ngarobah dunya dina 3.5 tahun.
The men that he trained in that time turned the world upside down.
Jalma nu dilatihna oge pasti bisa kitu.
So he didn't just teach us what to do.
Mantenna lain sakadar ngajar naon anu kudu dilampakeun.
He showed us by his life.
Tapi oge kunu kahirupanana.
Now Jesus was an apostle.
Ayeuna Yesus teh rasul.
An apostle is a sent one.
Rasul hartina nu diutus.
He is not called for.
Teu dipanggil.
Because the place that he goes does not know that it needs him.
Sebab tempat anu disumpinganana teh bukan mantena.
He is like the thumb of the hand.
Mantena seperti jempol.
The apostle is the missionary.
Rasul teh, misionaris.
He leaves the rest of the church.
Ngakeun jalma di gereja.
He goes to where Christ is not known.
Indit ka tempat anu teu terang ka Kristus.
He carves out a new work for the Lord.
Manehna mimiti pagawean anyar keur Gusti.
So he is much like the thumb.
Jadi mantena ibarat jempol.
The prophet is like the index finger.
Nabi mah ibarat curug.
He helps give direction.
Nunuduhkeun jalan.
He warns the church when it gets off track.
Ngelingan gereja di mana kaluar jalur.
The evangelist is like the middle finger.
Ngawartakeun Injil ibarat jajangkung.
He stands taller than the rest.
Leuwih jangkung tibatan nu sajen.
The evangelist sticks out more than anyone.
Panginjil leuwih nonjol tinu sajena.
Everyone knows the evangelist. He has an anointing to reach the world. When he comes to the city, everyone knows it. The pastor is like the ring finger. He is the one who is married to the church. He knows all of her faults and blemishes. He sees her before she has a chance to beautify herself. But he loves her anyway. And the teacher is like the little finger. He knows how to get into your ear. So Jesus operated in each of these ministries.
Yesus beroperasi di saban pelayanan.
This is the hand of God to the earth.
Ah, kieu penangan Allah teh.
So we learn what Christ wants us to do.
Lamun urang diajar naon anu dipikahoyong.
By looking at the ministries that he did.
Terang kana pelayanan anu dilakukeun.
We know that he establishes churches.
Urang kudu terang mantenna ngadegkeun gereja.
Because he gave us the ministry of the apostle.
Masihan ka urang pelayanan rasul.
We know that the prophet's ministry has come.
Pelayanan nabi mah tos datang.
To keep the flow of the spirit pure.
Ngajaga kucuran roh tetap murni.
The evangelist has been given to keep us focused on winning souls.
Wartakeun Injil tos dipasihan supaya musat kan menangkeun jiwa.
And after we've won them, the pastor helps us to watch the sheep.
Geus dimenangkeun pangangon anu ngajagana domba.
And the teacher has been given to give instruction to the sheep.
Nu ngajar mere pituduh ka domba.
So we can look at the ministry of Jesus.
Unterang kana pelayanan Yesus.
And determine exactly what God wants us to do.
Yang tukeun pasti naon ka hoyong Gusti.
Jesus did not give his ministry to one man.
Yesus teu masikeun pelayanan ka saurang.
He gave his ministry to many men.
Tapi masikeunana ka lobaan.
No one person got all of the anointing.
Aya saurang oge nu meunang sagala pangurapan.
The Bible says that all the anointing of the Spirit was on Jesus.
Di Alkitab segala urapan roh aya di Yesus.
In John 3:34 it says he had the Spirit without measure.
Yohanes 3 ayat 34 Allah ngaruniakeun rohna taya watesna.
He did not give the Spirit without measure to one person.
Mantenna teu masihan roh anu kawatesan ku saurang.
But he gives the Spirit to many.
Tapi masihkeun roh kapan kanurea.
So that together we make up the body of Christ.
Jadi babarengan ngawangun badan Kristus.
I must find out what my place is.
Abdi kudu terang aya di mana.
Not everyone has the same calling.
Saban jalma meunang panggilan nu sarua.
But it is important that we find all the callings of Jesus.
Penting urang manggihan sakabeh panggupa Yesus.
There are some who say there are no apostles.
Aya nu nyarita teu aya rasul.
That would be like cutting off one's thumb.
Nu kitu mah saperti motong jempol sorangan.
There are some who say we need no prophets.
Aya nu ngomong urang teu perlu nabi.
It would be as though we lost a finger.
Sapertina urang kaleungitan ramo.
We need all of these ministries of Jesus.
Urang perlu ku sagala pelayanan Yesus.
To fulfill what he has called us to do.
Perjumponan panggilan urang nu kudu dilakukeun.
There are many people who have missed an important ministry of Jesus.
Loba nu kaleungitan pelayanan penting Yesus.
Yet it is one of the most important ministries that he had.
Sanajan ieu pelayanan anu pangpentingan nu dipibandana.
In my travels around the world,
abdi ngurilingan dunya,
I have found that this is common in all churches.
Sanajan yen eta teh biasa di unggal gereja.
There are many of God's people
loba umat
who do not see the ministry of Jesus
nu teu nempo pelayanan Yesus
that was given to the children.
Ikeun barudak.
Many people do not believe that children are important.
Obanu teu percaya barudak teh penting.
They do not believe that kids can receive Christ.
Tarta bisa narima Yesus.
Yet the ministry of Jesus shows us something totally different.
Sanajan kitu pelayanan Yesus aya bedana.
We cannot deny any of his ministry.
Urang teu bisa nolak pelayananana.
If he showed us how to be an apostle,
pamamantana nuduhkeun kumaha jadi rasul,
a prophet,
nabi,
an evangelist,
ngawarkeun Injil,
a pastor, a teacher,
pangangon atawa guru,
then he showed us how to minister to children.
Terus nuduhkeun kumaha layanan barudak.
Though many people do not realize it,
sanajan loba anu teu sadar,
Jesus ministered to children 7 times.
Yesus melayani barudak 7 kali.
In just the Gospel of Matthew.
Dina Injil Matius.
And it tells us a great story.
Saurna ieu mere nyaho carita nu saleh.
About the importance of children.
Hal pentingna barudak.
So I turn your attention to the first place.
Dinarik perhatian saderek tempat anu munggaran.
Let us go to Matthew chapter 9 and verse 18.
Duh buka Matius 8 ayat 18.
While he spake these things to them, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him.
Yesus nyarios kene datang saurang kepala tempat ibadah, terus nyembah ka mantenna.
The ruler said, "My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand on her, and she shall live."
Omongna pun anak awewe nembe pisan maot, mugi kersa sumping, numpangkeun panangan ka manehna tangtos hirup deui.
The story continues in verse 23.
Carita ieu dituluykeun dina ayat 23.
And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said to them, "Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth."
Budak ieu teh lain maot, tapi sare.
And they laughed him to scorn.
Tapi maranehna nyengsirikeun.
But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand.
Anggeus sajana sina nyingkah Yesus lebet sarta nyepeng panangan budak.
And the maid arose.
Budak teh hudang.
This story tells us that children have serious problems.
Cerita ieu mere nyahoyeun barudak boga masalah nu penting.
Many people overlook the ministry to children.
Ubanu ngabaekeun pelayanan ka barudak.
Because they do not think that children's problems are real.
Sabab teu boga pikiran masalah barudak teh nyata.
This little girl had a very serious problem.
Budak awewe leutik teh boga masalah nu serius pisan.
She was dead.
Manehna tos maot.
We must remember
ingat,
that children have the same problems
oge buka masalah anu sarua,
and the same temptations
togoda anu sarua,
that come to grown people.
Ganggu nu dewasa.
Yet many adults do not take them serious.
Karena jan kitu nu dewasa teu serius jeung maranehna.
That's what this story teaches us.
Ieu carita ngajar ka urang.
And Jesus had an answer for the girl's problem.
Yesus kaungan jawaban pikeun masalah budak awewe.
Now I take you to the second story.
Urang tempo carita nu kadua.
Now Jesus teaches about giving rewards to children.
Yesus ngajarkeun hal mere hadiah ka barudak.
Matthew 10:42.
Matius 10 ayat 42.
And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones,
asingsanu mere caiti sacangkir ka barudak,
a cup of cold water,
uleuti,
only in the name of a disciple.
Sebab manehna teh murid kami.
Verily I say unto you,
kami nyarita ka maneh,
he shall in no wise lose his reward.
Kabenerna manehna moal leungit buruhna.
When one ministers to children,
waktu aya nu ngalayanan budak,
you must take care of physical needs.
Kaderek kudu nyumpulan kabutuh jasmanina.
It is different than the adults.
Ieu beda jeung dewasa.
The children get hungry.
Budak mah gancang lapar.
They have to go to the restroom.
Maranehna kudu ka WC.
We have to lead them and take care of them.
Urang kudu mimpin sarta ngajagana.
So we minister to the spiritual.
Jadi urang ngalayanan rohani.
And to the physical.
Jeung jasmani.
The physical doesn't seem very important.
Jasmani saperti nanu teu pati penting.
But Jesus said that it is.
Dauri Yesus mah penting.
He watches every little thing that we do.
Mantenna ni tenan nepi ka nu laleutik kan nu digawe.
He knows that the physical things are important in children's ministry.
Mantenna uninga yeun hal jasmani penting keur pelayanan barudak.
So he gives us a reward for doing that.
Mantenna masihan ka urang hadiah pikeun dilakukeunana.
So many of God's people miss this.
Loba umat Allah kaleungitan ieu.
They think that it is unimportant.
Pikirna ieu teu penting.
But Jesus watches this.
Tapi Yesus nalingakeun.
He expects us to treat children with respect.
Mantenna ngarepkeun carana hormat ka barudak.
And he will give us a reward.
Harta urang bakal dibere buruhanana.
I take you now to the third story.
Hayu urang ilikan carita nu katilu.
It will be found in Matthew 15:21.
Kapangina dina Matius 15 ayat 21.
The Bible says that Jesus left Israel.
Alkitab yen Yesus ngantunkeun Israel.
And went to minister to the people of Tyre and Sidon.
Sarta angkat melayani di Titus jeung Sidon.
There were a number of Israelites who lived there.
Loba urang Israel anu cicing dirinya.
The Bible says a woman of Canaan came to the from the same place and cried to him.
Alkitab hiji wanita Kanaan datang ngageroan mantenna.
And she said, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil.
Omongna singawatos Gusti Putra Daud pun anak awewe kasurupan setan kacida nalangsana.
Once again we see that the devil goes after children.
Sakali deui yen iblis ngadeukeutan barudak.
Many people have the idea that he waits till you're grown before he comes after you.
Loba nu boga ide, nungguan nepi ka dewasa, nepi ka datang sorangan.
But the devil does just the opposite.
Malah iblis ngalakukeun nu sabalikna.
He knows that children can be reached.
Manehna nyaon yeun barudak babari ditewak.
So he works to oppress them when they're young.
Pagaweanana nindes maranehna keur ngora.
Now when Jesus met this woman,
jadi waktu Yesus panggil jeung wanita ieu,
he did not answer her.
Teu ngajawab.
She began to pester his disciples.
Wanita teh mimiti ngagugu murid Yesus.
And they said, send her away for she cries after us.
Omongna, sina indit nuturkeun bari gogorobokan.
He said to them, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Teu ngajawab, kami diutus ngan ka domba-domba anu leungit ti umat Israel.
Jesus said, I cannot minister to this woman
Yesus ngadau, kami teu bisa nyangareupan awe ieu
because she has no covenant.
Lantaran teu bogaan perjanjian.
So she came and worshipped him.
Datangna nganyembah mantena.
And said, Lord, help me.
Omongna, Gusti tulungan abdi.
He said, it is not right to take the food of the children and to give it to the dogs.
Dewanana teu pantes nyongkot roti anu disayagikeun pikeun barudak mun dialungkeun ka anjing.
So the woman came and said, but don't the dogs get to eat a crumb from the master's table?
Awewe teh nyampurkeun omongna, leres Gusti, tapi anjing itu ngahakan remeh anu murag tina meja dununganana.
Jesus could see that the Holy Spirit gave the woman such wisdom.
Yesus nuningaeun yen Roh Kudus mere ka awewe eta hikmat samodel kitu.
He could see that she had faith.
Mantena uningan yen manehna boga iman.
So he ministered to her daughter.
Jadi mantena ngalayanan budak awewe.
This story teaches us the importance of teaching children faith.
Cerita ieu teh ngajar supaya ngajar iman ka barudak.
God wants to heal all children.
Gusti hoyong nyageurkeun sagabeh barudak.
He wants to bless all children.
Hoyong ngaberkahan sagabeh barudak.
But the blessing does not come automatically.
Tapi berkat teh teu datang sorangan.
When faith is given to people,
dina waktu iman dipasihkeun ka jelema,
by the preaching of God's word,
ngaliwatan khotbah dawuhan Gusti,
it opens the door,
ieu teh muka panto,
for them to approach the Lord,
ieu nyeketan Gusti Yesus.
Each of these stories,
unggal carita ieu,
teaches us a powerful truth,
ngajar ka urang kabeneran anu dahsyat.
I see children who are sick,
abdi nempo barudak gering,
who are suffering.
Nusangsara.
And I know the Lord wants to help them.
Abdi terang Gusti bade nulungan.
But we give them faith.
Kurang kudu mere iman.
So they can approach the Lord.
Kebara-baranena bisa nyaketan Gusti Yesus.
He wants to heal the sick.
Mantena bade ngadamangkeun.
He wants to set the captive free.
Ngabebaskeun tinu tawanan.
We empower them to reach him.
Kurang ngalengkepan maranehna keur nyaketan mantena.
When we give them the word of God.
Dina waktu dawuhan Gusti dipasihkeun.
That is why children need to hear the word.
Ieu sabenerna budak perlu ngadengkeun dawuhan.
Without the word they cannot have faith.
Teu jeung dawuhan maranehna teu boga iman.
And without that faith they cannot get help.
Iman maranehna moal meunang pitulung.
Now I take you to story number 4.
Hayu urang tempo kisah opat.
We find it in Matthew chapter 17, verse 14.
Enang ieu ti Matius 17 ayat 14.
There was a multitude of people.
Rea jalma.
And a man came to Jesus and knelt down before him.
Jalaki manggil Yesus sarta nyembah.
He said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic.
Omongna Gusti, singawartos kapun anak sakalor katidana langsana.
Sometimes he falls into the fire and sometimes into the water.
Raman pisan ti gebrus kana sineu jeung cai.
And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him.
Geus dibantun ka murid salira tapi teu tiasa nyageurkeun.
This lesson teaches us something more about our responsibility to children.
Pelajaran ieu ngajar ka urang ku tanggung jawab ka barudak.
Jesus rebuked his disciples.
Yesus ngawera ka muridna.
He reminded them that he would not be with them to do this forever.
Antena ngelingan maranehna yen moal babarengan deui pikeun ngalakukeun ieu salilana.
He rebuked the devil.
Mantena nyarekan setan.
And the child was cured.
Budak teh sageur.
Children need someone to stand in authority.
Barudak memerlukeun anu boga otoritas.
The devil wants to run over our children.
Setan hayang ngadeukeutan barudak.
Jesus rebuked the devil.
Yesus nyarakan setan.
He stood against the wrong spirit.
Mantena ngalawan roh jahat.
And even should we.
Urang ge kudu kitu sakuduna mah.
We take authority over Satan.
Urang nyokot otoritas ti iblis.
In his attacks against our children.
Dina serangan ka barudak urang.
That is what this story teaches.
Akil anu diajarkeun carita teh.
I take you to Matthew chapter 18.
Yu urang tempo Matius pasal 18.
Now we read number 5.
Baca ayat 5 na.
The disciples were in an argument.
Murid-murid teh keur debat.
They wanted to know who would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Maranena yang nyaho saha nu panggedena di kerajaan surga.
So Jesus settled the argument.
Yesus ngarengsekeun pacengkadan eta.
By bringing a child into their midst.
Punya anak budak ka maranena.
He said to the men,
mantena nyarios,
if you are not converted as this little child,
lamun mane teu tobat jeung saperti budak leutik ieu,
you cannot even enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Mane moal asup ka jero kerajaan surga.
He then told them to humble themselves.
Manehna mere nyao supaya handap asor.
As a little child,
saperti budak leutik.
And that they would be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Maranehna baris jadi nu panggedena di kerajaan surga.
Not one time.
Teu sataun.
Did Jesus ever tell the children that they had to become like the adults?
Supaya seperti nu dewasa.
He did tell the adults
mantena mere nyaho ka nu dewasa
that they had to come to him as children.
Marane kudu datang seperti barudak ka Yesus.
A child knows how to come to God in faith.
Hiji budak geus nyaho kumaha datang ka Yesus dina iman.
Children do not know how to approach by works.
Tapi teu nyahoeun kumaha ngadeukeutan ku pagawean.
Children are very bold.
Barudak teh warani pisan.
They will ask their parents for things
bakal barang penta ka kolotna
that they do not deserve.
Nu teu pantas ditarima.
That is what Jesus teaches us.
Yeuna ku Yesus diajarkeun ka urang.
That we do not earn our way to God.
Urang teu perlu usaha neangan jalan ka Allah.
We come on the basis of His goodness.
Urang datang dumasar kana kasayanana.
These stories are all very important.
Kabeh carita teh penting.
And then we see a very important verse in verse 5.
Seterusnya orang tempo penting di ayat 5.
Jesus said that if you receive this child in my name,
Yesus ngandika jeung singsa anu narima budak saperti ieu dina ngaran kami,
you are receiving me.
Manehna narima kami.
We can have Jesus in our church every Sunday.
Urang bisa mibanda Yesus saban minggu.
By the way that we treat our children,
cara urang ngalakukeun barudak urang.
So have we treated Jesus.
Itu bae urang cara ngalakukeun Yesus.
In verse 6 he warns us against offending them.
Dina ayat 6 mantenang ngelingan ka urang ulah nyasabkeun maranehna.
He pronounces a judgment upon the person who turns children away from Christ.
Mantenang ngahukum kanu nyasabkeun barudak jauhkeun maranehna ti Kristus.
Now we take a look at story number 6.
Ayo urang nempo carita nu kagenep.
It is found in Matthew 19:13.
Kapangina dina Matius 18 ayat 13.
There were many parents who brought their children to Jesus for prayer.
Kabanu karolot mawa barudakna ka Yesus menta didoakeun.
They wanted him to put his hands upon them and to bless them.
Maranehna hayang dirampa pananganana sarta diberkahan.
His own disciples rebuked the parents.
Murid-muridna ngarambak.
And they turned the children away.
Sarta nyingkirkeun barudak cina ini.
They said that these children are not important.
Omongna barudak mah teu penting.
Jesus was grieved at this.
Yesus ngaros sedih ku hal ieu.
In the Gospel of Mark it says he was much displeased.
Dina Injil Markus dicarioskeun werah.
His disciples had seen these many works.
Murid-muridna geus nempo loba pagawean.
Jesus had healed children.
Yesus tos ngadamangkeun barudak.
He had raised them from the dead.
Ngagugahkeun tinu maot.
He had taught about them.
Ngajar hal maranehanna.
Still his disciples did not understand.
Masih muridna teu ngarti.
That they were important to him.
Yen maranehna penting kanggo mantena.
Children are very important to God.
Barudak aya hartina kanggo Allah.
But sometimes we forget that.
Kapeung urang poho kana hal eta.
Even God's people forget it.
Ngala umat Allah mah poho keun hal eta.
So we fail to teach them.
Jadi urang gagal ngajar maranehna.
And we fail to instruct them.
Gagal oge mere pituduh.
And yet this is the most important time in their lives.
Kana jan kitu ieu waktu pangpentingna dina kahirupanana.
In Ecclesiastes 12:1.
Dina Pangkhotbah 12 ayat 1.
The Bible says, "Remember your Creator in the day of your youth."
Cek Alkitab sing inget kanu nyiptakeun dina waktu ngora.
More people receive Christ in youth than in any other age.
Leuwih loba nu narima Kristus dina keur ngora tibatan umur nu sajena.
It is the time in our lives when our hearts are soft.
Ieu waktuna dina kahirupan urang dina waktu hate urang lemes.
Yes, God loves the adults.
Nun Gusti pikadeudeuh nu dewasa.
But he also loves the children.
Pamarena anak geumik ka nyaha barudak.
It is so important for us to realize
penting pisan urang eling
that Christ had a ministry for children.
In Kristus kagungan pelayanan kanggo barudak.
He laid his hands on each of them.
Anjeunna ngarampas saban barudak.
And he blessed them.
Sarta ngaberkahan.
And this is what he said.
Nya ieu nu kumantenna didawuhkeun.
Let the little children come to me.
Antepkeun barudak datang ka kami.
For of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Sabab nu saperti kitu nu boga karajaan Allah.
He is telling us that heaven is filled with children.
Ngantenna nuju masihan terang ka urang yen surga teh pinuh ku barudak.
The Bible tells us that a child has a spirit.
Alkitab barudak teh boga roh.
Even when he's in his mother's womb.
Waktu aya dina rahim ibuna.
God said to Jeremiah, I knew you.
Gusti ngadawuh ka Yeremia, kami wanoh ka maneh.
Before you were born.
Kami maneh dilahirkeun.
John the Baptist in his mother's womb.
Yohanes nu ngabaptis dina rahim ibuna.
Leaped for joy.
Luncat beribunga.
3 months before he was born.
Bulan samemeh dilahirkeun.
When he heard that Jesus was coming.
Waktu manehna ngadenge Yesus datang.
He had a spirit.
Manehna boga roh.
We are grieved at what we see in our world today.
Urang sedih kunaon anu katempo di dunya poe ieu.
That babies are aborted before they are born.
Cabang bayi digugurkeun samemeh lahir.
Their bodies are destroyed.
Badanna diruksak.
But their little spirits go to be with Jesus.
Anu leutik teh indi cicing jeung Yesus.
Heaven is filled with these children.
Surga dipinuhan ku barudak leutik ieu.
There are millions and millions of them.
Tapi kaya jutaan.
For this reason Jesus said of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Ku alasan ieu Yesus ngadawuh tah kitu kerajaan surga teh.
He said that heaven would be filled with children.
Antara ngadawuh yen surga teh diusian barudak.
If you do not like children,
mun sadayak teu resep ka barudak,
you will not like heaven.
Artinya teu resep ka surga.
It is filled with children.
Ieu pinuhan ku barudak.
It's a very noisy place.
Itu tempat nu rame pisan.
There are children there.
Loba barudak di dinya.
From every kindred.
Di unggal kulawarga.
Every nation.
Di saban bangsa.
Every language.
Saban basa.
Every skin color.
Saban ras.
And they worship and they praise Jesus.
Maranehna nyembah jeung muji Yesus.
They are important to him.
Maranehna penting kanggona.
Now we go to place number 7.
Ayeuna urang bagian katujuh.
We read about children and Jesus.
Urang maca hal barudak jeung Yesus.
In the temple at Jerusalem.
Di Bait Allah Yerusalem.
It is found in Matthew 21:14.
Tapangi dina Matius 21 ayat 14.
And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them.
Nulolong jeung nugalempor nyampeurkeun ka mantenna di Bait Allah sarta dicageurkeun.
And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple,
waktu imam-imam kepala jeung ahli Taurat nyaksikeun mujizat ieu di damelna,
and the children said, Hosanna to the Son of David.
Barudak singgur waktu Bait Allah, Hosanna kanggo putra Daud.
The chief priests and scribes were very angry.
Hatena jengkel.
And they said to Jesus, do you hear what these children are saying?
Arena ngomong ka Yesus, kadangu naon anu diomongkeun barudak.
And Jesus said, yes.
Jawab Yesus, kadanguna.
Have you never read?
Dan kungsi maneh maca.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings you have perfected praise.
Disungut orok jeung barudak anu nyusu maneh geus nyayagikeun pujian.
These children were very close to the Lord.
Barudak ieu deukeut pisan ka Gusti.
And they pleased him greatly.
Maranehna kacida mikaresepna.
Their parents did not understand.
Orotna oge teu ngarti.
They wanted Jesus to liberate the Jews.
Kahayangna Yesus teh ngabebaskeun urang Yahudi.
To drive away the Romans.
Usir urang Rum.
That is why they welcomed him to their city.
Eta sababna maranehna mapag mantenna di kotana.
When he entered into Jerusalem on the back of the donkey.
Baktos mantenna lebet ka Yerusalem tumpakal deh.
The people thought he was coming to free them.
Pikiran jelema datangna terek ngabebaskeun.
He did come to
memang
free them.
Memang tumpingna rek ngabebaskeun.
From their sins.
Di dosa-dosana.
They wanted a political savior.
Maranehna hayang juru selamat politik.
They needed a personal savior even more.
Malah hayang juru selamat pribadi.
He came to be their personal savior.
Mantena datang ke juru selamat pribadi.
They did not understand it.
Manehna teu ngartieun.
When he did not save them as a political leader,
waktu teu nyelametkeun manehna salaku pamimpin politik,
they had no more use for him.
Manehna teu guna keur mantena.
In only a few days,
beberapa poe,
the same people would cry,
jalma maria ting gorowok,
crucify him.
Salibkeun manehna.
But the children did not.
Budak mah henteu.
They heard what their parents had said. As Jesus came to Jerusalem on the back of the donkey.
Waktu Yesus balik ke Yerusalem tumpah kalde.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna kanggo putra Daud.
So they followed him to the temple.
Karena nuturkeun ka Bait Allah.
And they repeated the words of their parents.
Karta nurutan omongan kolotna.
But they did not have the same motives.
Tapi motifna mah teu sarua.
They worshipped him for who he was. They cried out to him with a pure heart. Jesus said it was perfect praise. The children understood more than the parents. Here we have in one gospel, seven different places where Jesus ministered to children or taught us about them. He had a ministry to boys and girls. It is the nature of people to forget the importance of children.
Bikin mempohokkeun pentingna barudak.
Even in the church.
Malah di gereja.
We don't teach them as we should.
Kurang teu kudu ngajar saperti kuduna.
We think that ministry is only for people who are big.
Pikiran urang pelayanan teh ngan ka jalma galude.
And I see this all over the world.
Ieu teh di sakuliah dunya.
It is the same in every country.
Unggal nagara ge sarua.
It is human nature.
Ieu teh sipatna manusa.
To overlook the importance of children.
Poyen budak teh penting.
We must not make a mistake.
Urang teu kudu nyieun kasalahan.
They may be the ones.
Maranehna teh penjelmaeun.
Who are used to save us.
Nu dipake nyelametkeun urang.
We see this story with Joseph.
Urang tempo carita Yusuf.
Who was one of the youngest of his brothers.
Pangorana keur lanceukna.
His brothers hated him. They sold him as a slave.
Dijual jadi budak belian.
Yet he was the one who came to redeem them. The brothers of David were the same way. They did not believe that God could use him. He was the youngest in their family. They did not believe in him because he was young. But God does not look at age. He looks at the heart. You do not have to be a man or an adult woman to have a spirit. The spirit is in the child before he enters into this world. That spirit has been created to glorify God.
Roh teh diciptakeun keur ngamulyakeun Allah.
And when children come to sin,
dina waktu barudak buka dosa,
it troubles them.
Eta nu ngahasakeun teh.
They were not created to be sinners.
Maranehna teh diciptakeun supaya baroga dosa.
God wanted us to have fellowship with Him.
Hayangna Gusti mah urang satunggal jeung mantena.
That's why we must tell them at an early age.
Ieu sababna pang urang mere nyaho ka nu ngarora.
Jesus can forgive your sin.
Yesus bisa ngampura dosa saderek.
And come into your heart.
Tarpa ngancik dina hate saderek.
Children will still be children.
Barudak tetap barudak.
Even though they receive Christ.
Malah sanajan maranehna narima Kristus.
The children will still act like children.
Barudak tingkahna kaos barudak keneh.
Sometimes adults do not understand this.
Kapung nu dewasa teu ngarti.
They expect that a child will grow up when he receives Christ. But he still acts like a child. We must not be fooled by this. He may be my son, but he becomes my brother in Christ. I must see him as a disciple. and train him up in the Lord.
Dilatih maju di lebet Gusti.
We see this theme in all the Bible.
Tema ieu kapanggih dina Alkitab.
That man in his natural thinking does not understand the importance of children.
Tengerti pentingna barudak.
But God does not think in this way.
Tapi emutan Gusti mah teu kitu.
God sees the importance of boys and girls.
Tiningali pentingna barudak awewe lalaki.
When Pharaoh, the king of Egypt,
waktu Firaun raja Mesir,
was oppressing the Hebrews,
gerenindes orang Yahudi,
we see that he tried to keep the children
katempok urang maranehanna nyarek barudak
from going to worship God.
Dina nyembah Gusti.
This has happened all over the world.
Eta kajadian di sakuliah dunya.
There are many governments
loba pamarentah
that do not want the children to learn about Christ.
Barudak teu meunang diajar hal Kristus.
Because the devil knows.
Lantaran iblis nyahun.
This is the very best time to tell someone about the Lord.
Waktuna nu hade keur mere katerangan perkara Gusti.
So he seeks to hinder this.
Anenang usahakeun mengkolkeun.
In the church, we cannot make this mistake.
Di gereja orang teu bisa nyieun kesalahan.
We must realize that Jesus had this ministry.
Urang kudu sadarin, Yesus anu kagungan pelayanan teh.
He had a wonderful ministry to children.
Antena kagungan pelayanan anu luar biasa pikeun barudak.
I can see him walking down the streets.
Abdi terang mantena mapai jalan.
And the children ran to touch him.
Barudak lulumpatan ngarampana.
I can see a smile upon his face.
Abdi terang mantena gumujeng.
He would put his hands out on their heads.
Mantena baris numpangkeun panangan ka sirah barudak.
He gave us a picture of our Father God.
Mantena masian gambaran hal Allah rama urang.
He said, "Children are important to me."
Jawanana barudak teh penting keur kami.
We must have that spirit in our church.
Urang kudu mibanda roh di gereja urang.
It is a spirit that says children are welcome here.
Ieu teh roh anu nyaritakeun barudak diterima di dieu.
It is a spirit that says we love boys and girls.
Ieu teh anu nyaritakeun urang mikadeudeuh barudak awewe lalaki.
We must show it in the way that we teach.
Urang kudu nembongkeun ku cara pengajaran.
We must have classrooms for them.
Kudu aya kamar-kamar kelas keur maranehna.
We must bring them together to teach them about our God.
Kumpulkeun pikeun diajar hal Gusti.
We must be willing to communicate with them.
Urang kudu nyambung jeung maranehanna.
In a way that they can understand.
Dina hiji acara anu maranehanna bisa ngarti.
It is so very important.
Penting pisan.
That we not miss this harvest.
Urang mah kalengitan pibuateun.
We have missed a great harvest in days gone by.
Urang tegas kalengitan pibuateun nu lega waktu nu kaliwat.
We have looked at the lost in other places.
Urang geus bisa terang nu leungit di tempat sejen.
And have forgotten to reach our own children.
Urang poho meunangkeun barudak urang.
They are a harvest field waiting to be reached.
Maranehanna teh pibuateun anu koneng nungguan dibuatan.
The Bible says that they will grow strong.
Alkitab maranehanna baris tumbuh kuat.
And they will be helpers to us.
Baris nulungan urang.
That they will be weapons in our arsenal.
Baris jadi sanjata nu aya di gudang senjata urang.
In the book of Psalms 127.
Dalam kitab Jabur 127.
It says that they are like arrows in the hand of a mighty man.
Maranehanna teh lir jamparing aya di pahlawan.
They grow to lift up our hands.
Maranehanna tumuwuh nanggeuy leungeun urang.
To encourage us.
Pikeun nguatkeun urang.
Even as David saved his family.
Kana waktu Daud nyelametkeun keluargana.
When he killed the giant.
Waktu mahan raksasa.
No one expected that deliverance would come through a child.
Daya pisan pikiran yeuh nu ngabebaskeun teh ngaliwatan budak.
But this is the way that God delivers.
Tapi cara kieu ku Gusti dianggo.
Great victory comes through the children.
Unggulan gede nyata ngaliwatan barudak.
Christ can use children.
Kristus tiasa nganggo barudak.
To encourage us.
Bikin nguatkeun urang.
And to help us.
Nulungan urang.
7 times in this gospel.
7 kali dina Injil ieu.
Jesus ministered to boys and girls.
Yesus ngalayanan barudak awewe lalaki.
It was as much a part of his ministry.
Ieu bagian pelayananna nu penting.
As any other thing that he did.
Saperti nu sajena nu dipidamelna.
Many years ago when I began my ministry.
Puluhan taun nu kaliwat waktu abdi munggaran pelayanan.
I saw that many churches did not care about the children.
Abdi terang loba garajaan nu ngabaekeun barudak.
There was no scripture that they could see that taught about children's ministry. They thought that the people of the Bible did not care about the children. I began to pray. I said, Lord, I feel your Holy Spirit drawing me to the children. But I do not see this in the Bible. Is there anyone here who had a ministry to children? And when I prayed this prayer, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, I had a children's ministry. And if I had a children's ministry, so should you. It's not the only ministry. But it is a part. You see, Jesus operated in the things that he wanted us to do. For this reason, he was an apostle. He was a prophet and an evangelist. He was a pastor and a teacher. We also know that he ministered to the children. It is not a ministry for everyone. But there is a ministry for those whom God has called to reach the boys and girls. It is an anointing. And it is real. Many years ago, I was teaching in a crusade. There were 1,200 children listening to me preach. I was preaching about the stripes of our Lord Jesus. I made a whip out of leather. And I showed the children how that Jesus was beaten. I brought a little boy forth from the audience. And we put some blood on his back. It was not real. But it looked like the stripes of Jesus. I turned him toward the children. And I told them that Jesus took stripes on his back so that we could be healed. I want to pray for you now. If you want your healing, there were many children who came forward. One of them was a little girl who could not hear. She spoke to us through her brother in sign language. We laid our hands upon her. We prayed for her healing. Her ears began to pop open. I continued to pray. Her ears began to pop again. She became frightened because she'd never heard anything before. But that very moment, God opened her ears. Soon she was able to hear. She spoke in sign language to her brother because she had never learned how to speak. She told him that she could hear. Her parents were thrilled. They could hardly contain themselves. The very next night they brought her back. And they had taught her to say some words. She came and threw her arms around my neck. And she said, I have learned something. And she said, thank you, Jesus. Her first words ever. Jesus loves the children as much today as he loved the children of the Bible. There are billions of them in this world. For this reason, he has said, through his holy prophets,
kaliwatan para nabi nu suci,
that in the last days,
dina dintenan Gusti,
our sons and our daughters would prophesy.
Barudak awewe lalaki baris nganubuat.
They cannot prophesy until they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Karanena moal bisa nu nganubuat nepi ka pinuh ku Roh Suci.
They cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit until they know Christ.
Karanena moal dipinuhan Roh Kudus samemeh wano ka Kristus.
And they cannot know Christ until someone teaches them.
Moal bisa wano ka Kristus samemeh aya nu ngajar.
The prophets said that the story would be told.
Para nabi nyarita ieu carita teh bisa dicaritakeun.
It will be told in all the earth.
Kasakulia dunya.
And children around the world will hear.
Serta barudak di sakulia dunya ngabarandungan.
The whole story of Jesus.
Kabeh carita perkara Yesus.
Now that you have heard this message,
ayeuna sanggeus saderek ngadengi ieu pesen,
you have a responsibility.
Saderek ngagaduhan tanggung jawab.
Will you become a part of this mission?
Daek saderek jadi bagian misi ieu?
Will you say, yes, Lord, I will reach the children?
Daek saderek nyaritakeun, nun Gusti abdi bade meunangkeun barudak.
As a pastor, as a leader, will you care for them?
Sebagai pangangon, pamingpin anu malire maranehna.
Will you see the importance of teaching them?
Daek saderek mentingkeun ngajar maranehna.
Will you see that they are real people?
Nempo maranehna jalma anu nyata.
That they have an eternal spirit. Even as an adult.
Malah seperti nu dewasa.
They are as important to God.
Roh pentingna ka Gusti.
As any other group of people.
Seperti nu liana oge.
And there is a great reward in reaching them.
Ruanana oge menangkeun maranehna.
It is a work of faith.
Ieu teh padamelan iman.
Many people do not reach children.
Loba nu teu menangkeun barudak.
Because children cannot pay us back.
Tantanan barudak mah moal males budi.
They do not have an ability to support the church.
Karanena teu bisa ngadukung gereja.
Therefore our work with them must be done in faith.
Lantaran kitu kudu dilaksanakeun ku iman.
Our reward then comes from the Lord.
Buruhanana oge asalna ti Gusti.
This is a very important principle.
Kita hiji prinsip nu penting.
When we reach a group of people,
dina waktu urang menangkeun sakelompok jalma,
who cannot pay us back,
moal ngabales budi.
The Lord pays us on their behalf.
Gusti bae anu ngabalesna.
My church believes in reaching people in missions.
Gereja abdi percaya dina menangkeun jalma.
We give money to missionaries.
Abdi masian artos ka misionaris.
So that they can reach people.
Tapi kemarinnya bisa menangkan jalma rea.
All over the world.
Di sakuliah dunia.
And we know that these people are too poor.
Terang-terang jalma rea teh miskin.
To help us.
Keur ngabantu urang.
They cannot pay us back.
Bisa males budi pelayanan urang.
But our reward comes from him.
Tapi ganjaranan ti mantana.
And so it is with children.
Itu deui ka barudak oge.
When you reach the children,
dina waktu saderek meunangkeun barudak,
who cannot pay you back,
teu bisa males budi pelayanan saderek,
the Lord says, then I must pay you in return.
Yesus ngaleu, kami nu muruhan ka maraneh.
Jesus can pay me back.
Yesus tiasa ngabales kana pelayanan abdi.
No matter where I live.
Ajeun di mana bae abdi aya.
No matter what country.
Ajeun di nagara mana bae.
In the village or in the city.
Di desa atawa di kota.
In the mountains or on the plain.
Di gunung atawa di daerah handap.
Jesus can pay me back.
Yesus tiasa ngabalesna.
I would rather have his reward.
Abdi senang meunang buruhan ti mantena.
Than all the rewards of men.
Imanan ti manusa.
Jesus blesses the ministry.
Yesus ngaberkahan pelayanan.
That blesses boys and girls.
Ngaberkahan budak awewe lalaki.
Would you join me?
Dek saderek ngahiji jeung abdi.
In reaching children.
Dina meunangkeun barudak.
Will you say, yes, Lord, they are important to me.
Daek saderek ngucapkeun mangga Gusti maranehna penting kanggo abdi.
I open my heart to this important mission.
Abdi dibukakeun keur misi penting.
I will do what you want me to.
Bade ngalaksanakeun anu dibi kahayong ku anjeun.
I will teach boys and girls.
Bade ngajar barudak awewe lalaki.
About Jesus Christ.
Ah, Yesus.
I will share the truth of God's word.
Bade ngabagikeun kayaktian dawuhan Gusti.
With these precious children.
Kabarudak nu kajen.
In Jesus' name.
Di lebet jenengan Yesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The ministry to boys and girls.
Pelayanan kabarudak awe lalaki.
Is not a ministry of weakness.
Lain pelayanan ngubaran.
The ministry that I have seen
pelayanan nu abdi terang
has made our church very, very strong.
Geus ngawangun gereja nu kuat pisan.
God has blessed us abundantly.
Allah tos ngaberkahan abdi anu ageung.
So that we have become one of the strongest churches of our nation.
Jadi salah saeji gereja anu kuat di negeri abdi.
Half of our children, half of our members,
setengah ti anggota abdi,
are children,
barudah,
and teenagers,
jeung rumaja.
Yet we are very strong.
Kana jan kitu abdi kuat pisan.
This is the strength of our church.
Ieu kekuatan gereja abdi mah.
God blesses us in return.
Sabalikna maranehna ngaberkahan abdi.
Because we reach the children.
Antaran ngahontal barudak.
Many people do not see how this is possible.
Loba jalma nu teu percaya.
Because they do not see how the children can pay us back.
Loba manehna teu bisa nempo kumaha barudak malas budi.
But Jesus pays us on their account.
Tapi Yesus nu mayarna.
Every time we, all the time we find bargains.
Salilana urang sok nawar.
God favors us.
Kita ngajenan urang.
In all the things that we do.
Di segala perkara nu dilakukeun.
We can see that he is paying us back.
Urang bisa terang mantena nuju ngabales ka urang.
For what the children cannot help us do.
Antaran barudak teu bisa ngabalesna.
This is a partnership with the Lord.
Kita kamitraan sareng Gusti.
To reach a generation.
Keur meunangkeun hiji generasi.
Before the devil can reach them.
Tamana iblis bisa ngahontalna.
Make no mistake about this.
Ulanyeun kasalahan.
If the church does not reach its children,
lamun gereja teu meunangkeun barudak,
the devil will go after them.
Iblis nu bakal ngadeketanana.
He will spare no expense and no money.
Manehna bakal nyadiakeun biaya jeung duit nu loba.
He will take the time to tell them his story.
Manehna bakal mere waktu nyaritakeun caritana.
He will do what he can to reach.
Manehna bakal ngupayakeun ngahontalna.
Till they become hardened. By the time they are grown, they are very difficult to reach. That is why we must work now.
If
our children are young, they can be saved. If a child is old enough to do wrong, then he is old enough to do right.
Manehna oge bisa ngalakukeun nu bener.
He does not have to understand all of the gospel.
Teu perlu ngarti sakabeh Injil.
He only knows that he needs Christ.
Hanyaho manehna perlu Kristus.
Some people think that children cannot receive Christ.
Aya barudak anu mikir manehna teu bisa narima Kristus.
Because they do not understand all of the gospel.
Antara manehna teu ngarti sakabeh Injil.
When I was 17 years old,
umur 17 tahun,
I gave my heart to Christ.
Nyerahkeun hate ka Kristus.
I did not understand all the gospel.
Abdi teu ngarti Injil sakabehna.
30 years have passed.
Geus 30 taun nu kaliwat.
I still do not understand all the gospel.
Abdi teu ngarti sakabehna.
I will spend another 1,000 years understanding this book.
Rumeakeun ribuan taun supaya ngarti.
God did not require.
Ulah teu nyuhunkeun.
That I understand it all.
Abdi ngarti sakabehna.
To receive eternal life.
Dikenarima hirup langgeng.
The children do not have to know all.
Barudak teu kudu ngarti sakabehna.
They need only know one thing.
Dan perlu ngarti hiji perkara.
Jesus died on a cross for me.
Yesus maut di salib kanggo abdi.
And I will ask him to come into my heart.
Dinyunkeun supaya anjeunna lebetkeun hate abdi.
It does not have to be complicated.
Ieu teh hese.
It is a simple message.
Dengan pesan sederhana.
Jesus Christ died for the children.
Yesus Kristus pupus kanggo barudak.
As well as for the adults.
Saperti nuker dewasa.
Thank God.
Hatur nuhun Gusti.
We have a harvest field.
Abdi gaduh huma pibuatan.
Where we can work and reap together.
Kanggo abdi dibuat bebarengan.
And bring millions to the knowledge of Christ.
Mawa jutaan jiwa kanggo wanoh ka Kristus.
I sense in my heart that you are accepting this message. And the children of your country are going to be one because you see the truth. God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek jelebet nami Yesus.